I'm John DeSando.
I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
This is Cinema Classics.
Mm-hmm.
Any year is the year of Citizen Kane.
Right. Why do you think people get so annoyed with that movie?
It isn't a fun movie.
I think most people who start to get into movies, somewhere along the way, will run into this comment that Citizen Kane is the greatest
American film.
Again, it shows the limitations of the American imagination, that they can't hear that sentence and take it and not see it for the fluid thing that it, you know. It really says, explore this movie, it's important.
Yes.
Right.
And you know what? It's very much the same thing that we do to these poor kids in grammar school and high school by subjecting them to Shakespeare.
Right.
They just initially don't want to listen to us.
I was rereading a Pauline Kael piece about, she wrote a whole book about Citizen Kane, and she says people come at this movie with so, like it's Shakespeare.
Yes.
And she made the point that it is a shallow masterpiece. There's not a whole lot of, like, exploration of human depth. Extraordinarily well-crafted character study mystery. She was quoting another critic who enjoyed the plays, the theatrical plays of the 30s, saying that they, like the mechanisms of a watch. A great play was a watch that laughed.
And of course,
I thought that was great.
And Wells came from a theater background.
Of course, it is theatrical.
So it is theatrical.
He's using the camera theatrically.
Yeah. So we're talking about Mank.
Right.
About Herman Mankiewicz.
Yeah.
It's on Netflix. Mm-hmm. There's a whole controversy about who wrote Citizen Kane.
Right. Herman Mankiewicz, a premier screenwriter of his time.
Yeah.
Wells hired him on the condition contractually that Wells would get credit for the screenplay. I don't think, from what I've read, that Mank cared initially.
He didn't.
But as he writes,
are you kidding?
This screenplay, and it's turning out to be this fabulous work of his career, he angles for screen credit, and then Wells, of course, balks. And this is about their battle for that.
So they shared the Oscar for the screenplay, which was the only Oscar for perhaps the most influential movie of all time.
Historically, anyway, from a film history perspective, Wells did indeed contribute a lot to the finished screenplay, much in the same way that great directors like Scorsese always shape and fine-tune the screenplays that they're given, never quite getting credit for it.
Well, in the film, David Fincher, the director, depicts Mankiewicz as presenting Wells with hundreds of pages of a script.
Right.
And then told him to go to it.
Yeah.
So that leads me to think that Wells did a lot of massaging.
He would have had to.
Yeah.
No movie really makes it from page to screen. But first of all, it is an enjoyable movie. Fincher making this movie is a really interesting choice. David Fincher, of course, the bad boy wunderkind, much like Wells in the 90s, bursting onto the scene with Alien 3 and 7.
Oh.
He was considered
Fight Club.
Here's a guy coming from music videos, much like the way Wells came from radio. Never thought of Fincher as someone who would care about old Hollywood, but this is a very affectionate homage, no?
As far as I can tell, 6 years between Gone Girl and Mank.
He spent a lot of time on the streaming services.
Yes.
So he created the show House of Cards. Also, Mindhunter.
I dug out a quote that I knew you would enjoy.
Okay.
He says, "I don't know how much movies should entertain. To me, I'm always interested in movies that scare. The thing I love about Jaws is the fact that I've never gone swimming in the ocean again, just like you."
Yeah, that's awesome. He said that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. We're in this world where Hollywood cinema, anyway, usually seeks to appease, entertain you, but never challenge you. I do think if you love movies, you won't always be satisfied with just movies that kind of pat you on the back and send you away.
You can see, if Pauline Kael were alive today, what her criticism of Mank would be.
Yeah.
Way too superficial. Way too many characters. Let me just read just a few.
Okay.
Marion Davies, Joe Mankiewicz, Louis B. Mayer, John Houseman, David O. Selznick, Orson Welles, William Randolph Hearst, Irving Thalberg.
Maybe if you have a glancing knowledge of Hollywood history, it's easier.
Fincher is trying too much.
I have continued to enjoy this guy's films. The later in his career we get, the less concerned he is with style for style's sake, and the more he likes to tell a good, riveting story. And this one is indeed riveting.
Yeah. Are we done?
Yeah.
Wow.
We've been done.
Cinema Classics is sponsored by the Gateway Film Center and is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to shows online at wcbe.org.